excuse me, they're there for long term. And that's really a neat way to see this. So you have the Moses minister who comes in from the outside and does specific things in leadership. And then you have the Joshua minister who's raised up and is a servant mentality and usually a long-term part of the congregation who knows the people well and has been in their lives for a long time and is involved. Now, these two can work side by side and should. I think that, you know, if you bring in all Moses ministers into a congregation, the congregation's probably going to have some real issues. Whereas if you're using a mix of Joshua leaders and Moses leaders, you're going to see a harmony that balances each other because of their two variances of calling. And so this is very important to understand and to see this. These two types of ministers, Moses leaders, Moses-type ministers, and Joshua-type ministers. And they make up this whole picture together that brings in together a very balanced leadership in the local congregation. Now let's take a look at the five leadership ministries that we find defined for us in the New Testament. So as we talk about pastoral leadership in the church, we have already said there's two types. There's the Moses and the Joshua type. Now we see that the Joshua type and the Moses types all have specific leadership ministries. In other words, one might be something and one might be something else, and together they work as a team. We see this defined very clearly in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. This is where we see the process of who the leaders are, what kind of ministry the leaders do in a congregation. It says, and he, Jesus, gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds or pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints. In other words, they're the ones teaching, leading, and guiding the saints, the people in the congregation, for the work of service,